Welcome to the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Show for Season 15, Episode 4, titled Super-Sized Snatch Game. My name is Joe Batanz, and I am joined, as always, by one a super-sized co-host. First only, from the podcast Breaking Down Bad Books, please say... To Nathan Brown.
Please tell me you looped that audio. That wasn't just ripped.
That's literally just from the show.
That makes me want to die.
No looping at all. But you know what? Now that you say that, I can loop it. I wonder if it sounds good as a loop. Let's see here.
I hit the loop button. I think maybe the producers have to have looped it already.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty good loop.
I hate it.
No, but anytime Lori tells one of her classic Lori jokes, I can just play it. Yeah. Well, no, we have a bunch of Let me see. Let me see how it works with this here.
Oh my God. Haunting.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, hi, Joe. How are you?
Hello. How are you? We just had a great call that we, just between us girls, that we didn't know was live, but apparently was live. So I'll have to keep that in mind for next time. How have you been, Nathan Patrick Brown?
I've been well, thanks, Joe. How about you?
I've been just dandy. Now, by the way, if you want to hear Just Between Us Girls or... you can hear it at patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia and join at the executive level to get access to Just Between Us Girls. Also, remember, you can also just scroll up on the Apple, on your Apple Podcasts, and subscribe through Apple Podcasts. So we were doing Bring It to the Runway live on Mixlr, but now the boys have told me they'd rather be on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So now we're going to be live on YouTube. On Thursdays, or I don't know when we record it, Wednesday, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific. So on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, if you want to watch Bring It to the Runway, go over to youtube.com/dragracerecap and you can just subscribe and you can watch, actually you can watch this show taped live every weekend too.
And I'm opening it up to the public now that we're YouTube personalities, does that increase our chances of being featured on a Snatch Game next season?
Yeah.
Because everyone knows YouTube personalities are the best.
If I would have done it years ago, if I would have done this years ago, Mistress Isabel Brooks could have portrayed me.
Could have, should have, would have.
Yeah. And then and Rue would say, how do you make Joe Batanz funny? And you're like...
That's the age-old question.
Have him suck Chris Rock's dick on air?
I don't get that.
You know, I fucked up a joke.
Oh, sorry. I probably ruined it.
No. I fucked up the joke because the old-timey roast joke is like the only time, let's say, Lori Roggenkamp has a funny bone in her body is when Chris Rock is fucking her.
I get it now.
Yeah. But I said it wrong. Yeah. So anyway, I fucked the joke up, though. Well, Nathan, let's just jump right into the show. This is right now where we usually try and get to know our rotating co-host. Yeah, people don't know this. Whenever we have a co-host on here, they're rotating the entire time. They're just spinning in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Spinning around. Rotisserie chicken.
We're waiting for them to get dizzy. Okay. This week, the queens give us a double dose of the Snatch Game before serving beautiful nightmare looks on the runway. Lucy LaDuca is named the winner of the challenge, while the twins, Sugar and Spice, are placed in the bottom two and forced to lip sync for their lives. In the end, Spice was told, Shantae, you stay, while Sugar was asked to sashay away. Nathan, name two things you liked about the episode and one thing you did not.
Sure. So the first thing I liked, I will say, as much as Lulu Leduku is so annoying as a person, I loved Joan Rivers. I've been watching a lot of Joan Rivers videos lately, like just popping up on my TikTok algorithm, and I think Joan is just so funny. I think she's the perfect choice, well, a perfect choice for Snatch Game, just because you can just copy her jokes that are already funny. You don't actually have to do much of the work yourself. So I liked that Lucy played smarter, not harder. So I liked that. Second of all, We all know I'm a thirsty bitch, so I loved the pit crew being involved on the Snatch Game. I loved that they hollowed out the boxes so that we could see their junk. And I loved this new one, this Super Jew. Did you like him?
Well, the Super Jew had a huge dick.
I loved
Did
how
you
he's...
see it?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's hard not to. That's why they cut the holes in the boxes. But I loved how he was man-spreading. Whereas, like, Bryce was a bit more reserved, putting the knees together. But Super Jew, he was like, hello. I liked that. The one thing I did not like, I feel like a broken record, but this Sugar and Spice, with their matching doll looks again, I couldn't stand it. And I'm sick of their rehearsed bits. That lip sync choreography that they did was shit. The fact that they think they're amazing annoys me. The Snatch Game, they were so bad. I'm glad they've been split up. Good riddance to Sugar.
They're all very good points, and you and I agree on a lot of things, even though there's nuances here, Nathan. There's nuances, shades, if you will, or different. Mm-hmm. One, I liked Joan Rivers. I thought it was a great Snatch Game character. She benefited a lot in that the other people weren't as good as her, but, you know, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Yes, and we'll talk about this more when we talk about her. She did do a lot of old-timey Joan Rivers jokes, which is not a bad idea, you know, because you can fit a lot of Joan Rivers jokes into the Snatch Game prompts, you know. And I'm going to give Lucy credit. Often when people try and shoehorn these jokes in, they do it really awkwardly. She was able to masterfully shoehorn the joke and make it not obvious, right? So, and there's other things, too, that she gets credit for. Great job. Go, Lucy. You're right. I agree with you. I find her voice grating, but she did a good job. The next thing I'm going to say I like, even though this was a horrible, horrible Snatch Game, anyone who knows me knows in my opinions on Snatch Game, to me, a great Snatch Game is when there are good people like Joan, but then iconically awful people like Miley Cyrus. It was so bad that it's dreadful. Was so amused by it. Like, let's take Sugar. Sugar just did a shitty Trisha Paytas, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, whatever. It wasn't even funny or good. It was nothing. But Miley Cyrus was so bad that it came not quite as bad as, let's say, as you might know, I love... What's the little queen from Fourth?
Little Kenya Michaels.
Little Kenya Michaels, that Beyonce lives in my brain rent-free all the time. But the Miley Cyrus is closer to that category to me. It was just so cuckoo and bizarre and weird. It all, you know what it reminds me a lot of? Aidan Zane's character on Snatch Game?
Where she did that woman. It's the Rocky Horror woman that she'd met, apparently.
Yeah. That it reminds me of that. Okay. Those are the two things I like. So I actually, strangely, as awful as it was, I actually liked Spice's Miley Cyrus for how awful it was, if that makes any sense. The thing I did not like, and here's the thing, for the very reason I just said right now, this lip sync, yes, was awful, but it was such a fucking mess that I found it entertaining.
Oh my God.
But I'm still putting in the thing I did not like.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
It was awful. Awful, awful.
It was awful. And I think the show will benefit from a split between these queens, these twins. And do you know, we both predicted that Sugar would be out in the first four. I don't know why we both thought Sugar was the booger of the group. Mm-hmm. But
Tell you my logic. I know the logic behind mine. The logic behind mine was they would be so annoying, the two of them, that the show would want to split them up pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would pick one that they like and then get rid of the other one, you know, because they'd be so annoying. And that was my only logic. There was no kind of like Svengali like prescience on my end. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was just practicalities of it all. And, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of people complain about the show on Reddit that it's too short and that there's so many queens and we're not getting to know these other queens. I don't think that was necessarily the fault of how long and short it is. I think it's the production and editing and the story producers were only focused on episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4 on Sugar and Spice. It was the Sugar and Spice show.
Yes.
And everything was about them and through their perspective and what they had to say. And so the other queens lost airtime because of them and not because of the length. I think you're going to see that change, even though it's going to be probably very Sugar Spice heavy next week.
Well, and also... this whole episode, all I really want to talk about is Sugar and Spice. As much as they annoy me, every opinion I have is based on them.
Yeah, it was they were the stars of the show, and that's why I think they realized they're sucking all the energy out of the room, so you had to split them up. You know, yeah. Another thing, let's talk about this right now, is I saw this episode. So I'm lucky here on the West Coast that I get the East Coast feed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got it at 5 p.m. my time, but the gay bars all show it at the West Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, so when the show ended at 6, I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go to a gay bar and watch
it. You said, Mama's going out tonight.
Well, yeah, I had told myself at least one episode this season, I should go to a bar and watch it with a crowd.
Yeah.
And when I saw this one, I said, this is the one to go to a bar and watch it with a crowd. It's Snatch Game. They're going to laugh. I already knew what happened. I want to hear the reactions.
What was the reaction when the twins were up against each other? Or when one went home? Because I saw gays on the internet be like, that should have been a double Shantae. And I was like, oh, what?
No. Should have been, if anything, a double sachet. Uh-huh. But, you know, there was a lot of chatter at the bar and during the commercial and leading up to the announcement that people were going, oh, it's going to have to be Aura versus Spice or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Aura versus Sugar. And they were, watermelon, you know? And the show came back on, and it was, you know, you could hear a pin drop.
Really?
In the place. Yes, you could hear a pin drop in the bar. By the way, if people want to know, I was at Precinct in downtown LA, which is a very big, it's actually Sasha Colby's home bar. And so anytime she was on the screen, they would scream. Oh, that's another so little fun tidbit. The last time I was at Precinct, Naomi Smalls was just there as a customer.
Oh, great.
And she was there yesterday. What a beautiful fucking man she is. She is just a gorgeous, gorgeous man.
Was she getting a lot of attention?
No. I mean, she would walk around, people would look at her, but like, yeah, no, she was fine.
Yeah.
I don't notice those things. I was with Christian Ochoa and his friends, and he was like, look, girl, Naomi Smalls. And I was like, where?
You didn't clock the legs?
She was in boy clothes.
See, when I think of Naomi Smalls, I always just imagine her wearing like short shorts just to show off the leg, even as a boy.
She was in jeans and a Disneyland t-shirt or sweatshirt.
Good for her.
Yeah. So anyway, so we go back to it. So like when she's like, the three girls are on stage. Well, they announced the winner, blah, blah, blah. But once it's the three bottom girls on stage, you could hear a fucking pin drop. And when she said, or am I are, you could hear the, and she goes, you're safe. And they went, the crowd went apeshit. They were like, no, like screaming.
But we all predicted this. Do you think it's just like
Sugar and Spice predicted it?
Yeah. did like as soon as they cast twins, everyone said, well, they'll have to lip sync for their life against each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But do you think it backfired? Because I was watching this and when one of them got eliminated, there was like no chemistry. Remember All Stars 1 with Raven and Juju? Like that was more emotionally intense than these two actual siblings going up against each other.
It maybe because they spent it on Untucked. If you watch Untucked, they spent that emotion. I have a very sensitive topic to discuss. And remind me to discuss it at the end because I'll say that and then I'll forget.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a sensitive topic to discuss. Let me give you a hint. Let me give you the headline.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how the headline's going to start with a warning.
Jeez.
I do not think Sugar and Spice are fucking. Okay.
Sure.
And I don't think they have a romantic relationship. Because the reason I say that is after the show yesterday, I turned to Christian and his friend to go, are they fucking? So.
Did everyone at Precinct just like turn around and gasp?
No, I think they've all probably agreed. But in talking about it and watching Untucked and everything like that, I don't. Maybe some twins can weigh in on this. We should ask Lori, who's made out with her brother.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're fucking. I don't think they have a romantic relationship. If anything, I think the relationship supersedes a romantic relationship. And what I want to talk about is that's going to make it difficult to be in a romantic relationship.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, well, they could have a sister wives type situation.
Yeah.
Where they both just date one man.
That might be what they have to do.
That poor man.
Yeah, but
can you imagine how annoying living with both of them would be?
What I'm going to say to people listening right now before we'll get into it more at the end is I'm not opposed to that. Not that I want it to happen. I'm just, so in other words, to be honest with you, and I know the Republicans would want to hear this, if they want to fuck, go ahead. They can have kids.
Yeah.
But who am I to judge?
Who? Yeah, you do you.
You do you, boo. If you guys want to be in a romantic relationship and just, you know, this is my life partner, who cares? Like, I think it's a problem when it's a boy and a girl and they can fuck up the genetics and the everything.
Mm.
And why? But like, honestly, if it's two gay boy twins.
Yeah, mind your own business.
Yeah, I don't care. Go do your thing. Anyway.
On Untucked, like, I know we don't want to jump around, but just on this conversation, I just want to say the hubris of the two of them, though, when they were like, oh, it's either, you know, none of us or all both of us. Like, it has to be a double Shantae or a double elimination. I said, no, you fucking bitches. And they're, like, blindsided that it's a possibility that this could have happened, which just annoys me so freaking much. Like, oh, you think you can change the rules?
Well, I think what they were expecting one to quit. I have a feeling that Spice was more like, yeah. And Sugar was like, yeah, if it's, it's both of us. And Spice was like, sure. all right. After Princess Poppy's elimination, the queens say goodbye to Princess Poppy. Sugar owns her annoying tendencies, and Lucy and Lux disagree on last week's runner-up. You know, again, we're going to bring up Untucked here. This is the first week I've watched Untucked. So I'm going to be able to relate Untucked to this episode. But what did you think of this post-Princess Poppy elimination?
Not too much. I've noticed that there's this weird thing with these girls, like, you can see it between the tension between Lux and Lucy in this, is like, who was second and who was third. Yeah. And they do it in Untucked as well. They think, well, I'm bottom safe, but in the top of the bottoms. And it's like, well, I'm actually in the left half of this. You know, like, they're always ranking and it doesn't matter. It's top, bottom safe. Like, who cares if you're second, Lux or Lucy?
Yeah. No one thinking about that. It's Lucy has some, she has a lot of self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
First of all, but it's also, to be honest with you, Lux too. Lux has a weird thing, like, the ranking didn't even come up till Lux brought it up. Like, who's ranking?
Lux is, for some reason.
It reminds me of a person in when I was in grade school, and this is going to sound like an old kid joke, but it's not. This actually really happened. There was some really dumb kid in my class who got, like, an F on a test.
Right.
And he was talking about it, was really upset, and he goes, well, it actually was, like, an F plus. And, I mean, it's an F, right?
Yeah.
Even in fourth grade, I was like, well, it's an F plus.
Yeah.
And so, it's like that. It's like, well, you didn't win.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares? And, like, yeah.
No one's caring, right? No, do they not realize that RuPaul and the producers are making a big part of the decision-making process is show stuff. And then also, there's a very complicated decision-making process about who's in the bottom and who goes home. After that, they're not caring.
Honestly, I don't think they've even cared about who wins the whole show in years.
Yeah.
Like, since Bob won, I don't think they've given much thought on whether it makes an actual impact. We care more than they care.
Yeah, this ranking thing is weird. But what I was going to say is it happened again for people who didn't watch Untucked. It happened a fucking again. On Untucked, where it was like, it was between Marsha, and Mistress Isabel Brooks, and Marsha was like, well, I think I'm, and like, there's no, that doesn't exist.
Yes, it's crazy.
I think it's, you're safe, you're right, it's you're safe or you won, the end. There, you know what, I'll say this, I'll give them that without ranking, the people who didn't win are the top of the safe.
You lost
but they're
me.
Still safe. What I'm saying is, you have winner, safe, bottom, loser, right?
Yes.
But at the end of the day, there's usually one winner and there's usually one loser. And if you're not that, you're safe. I will say, to some degree, I don't think in a bigger picture thing, if you're in the top, you're just top safe. And if you're in the bottom, you're bottom safe. But
it's like how Irene was, like, eliminated, and she's like, well, at least I won a mini challenge. And it's like, bitch, that does not mean anything.
All right. After the next day, the girls rib Amethyst for being in the bottom twice before RuPaul enters to announce this week's maxi challenge, a double helping of the Snatch Game. The game will be played in two rounds with two different casts of characters. In the workroom, the girls reveal their Snatch Game characters. Lucy plans to bring Joan Rivers back from the dead. Spice will be Miley Cyrus, while Sugar is Mean Queen Trisha Paytas. Mistress Isabel Brooks will channel iconic New Yorker Rosie O'Donnell, and Selena Estides hopes for an immaculate Virgin Mary. Any thoughts on the maxi challenge, on the working together in the workroom? Anything there, Nathan Patrick Brown?
Yeah, so I actually like that they're doing Snatch Game a bit early. Like, it's my favorite episode, so I sort of am happy that we get to see most of the queens do it. I just think, as much as I've been a fan of the shorter runtime, I think the lack of the Rue table visits is a victim of the shorter episode, because one of my favorite things about Snatch Game is when Rue will just, like, completely, like, not vibe with the character, and then the other person's meant, like, forced to change characters. I love when that throws a spanner in the works, so I missed that.
But like I've said in previous episodes, they could have put that in Untucked.
And you've said that before, and watching this Untucked, they did a flashback to Selena getting the lights turned off on her, and I was like, I didn't need to see that again.
Didn't need to see that again, then they showed, they didn't, because everyone's like, oh, they're not showing us everything. They could have shown us a different clip from the Snatch Game. They showed an old clip. This Amanda Sternberg, or whatever her name is, she came in and said nothing.
Yeah, that was a waste.
We could have done without that. Also, I don't need to see 3 minutes of the queens walking from the state. We know, we get it. We don't think that they magically teleported to the studio, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you're short on time, you can, you know, we could have seen the at least a little bit of the walkthrough, or we could see a little bit. By the way, this is a weird little thing here. There are certain terms that we use on the show that aren't official terms, right? They actually have different, like, in other words, I call the walkthrough, I call on this show table visits.
Yeah.
No one else calls it that. And it's not because I'm a genius.
You came up with that?
I actually think, believe it or not, I think Jay Ellis came up with it. But the point is, no other, the show itself calls it a walkthrough.
Right.
And other people, I don't think they call it a different thing.
And you came up with mirror moments, didn't you?
Yeah. And so, because they call it something else.
Like, right.
So what's funny is, I don't think the show calls it confessional.
What do they say? Talking head or something?
They think they say something else. Maybe they do. But I remember I got confessional from The Real World. Or from Big Brother. One of the two. Some other show I got that
Survivor
term.
Do it, I think.
Yeah. So, but I know, I thought I remember the show calls it something else. And but then Selena calls it a confessional.
Do you think she listens?
I don't know. Selena S. Titties, if you listen, email me at our complaint line, thebestoftoday@gmail.com. Okay? It's our official complaint line. And say, because I've said horrible things about you. Nathan has it. Nathan likes you.
I hated that outfit last week. Absolutely hated it.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to have nice things to say about this Snatch Game.
No, me neither.
Yeah. So anyway, so if you have problems with it, Selena, the best of today. And for anyone listening, if you have horrible things to say to us about the show, we have a special email address dedicated to that. It's thebestoftoday@gmail.com. Any other thoughts about the show, Nathan, in terms of, like, workroom? Because next thing we're going to do is Snatch Game.
Yeah.
But so before that.
I just enjoyed that Mistress was feeding lines to Sugar and Spice, like, just giving them the reads to say. Like, that's,
you know what?
Classic.
You know what? Lori has compared me to Mistress Isabel Brooks before.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very Joe Batanz thing to do. Like, if I was in the workroom with the twins, I would have been like, hey. Tell when we have the workroom, say this.
Yeah.
I would have 100% done that. So that was one where I was like, Selena S. Titties.
Honduran.
Sells herself as a Mexican, but she's Honduran.
Yeah.
Mistress Isabel Brooks never talks about it, but she's actually Mexican.
Right.
So the two fat Mexican gays, eyes to eyes. I see you, bitch. I'm with you. I like it.
Is she your favorite at the moment? Because I think she might be one of my favorites.
No.
Oh, really? Do you have a front runner?
But she has grown on me, and I like her very much. I like her very, very much. Favorite. You know what? She might be my favorite. I have to really think about it.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I was going to make a joke, but I can't remember that bitch's name. There's some drag queen who never gets any airtime, and now I can't remember her name.
Robin?
Who's Robin?
Robin Fierce?
Oh, yeah, Robin Fierce. That's who I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah, her. I'm like, that. She's my favorite.
Poor bitch.
She's going to win the whole thing.
Oh, God.
It's so funny because when I was doing the Snatch Game notes, I was like, okay, Marsha's clearly Tim Gunn and Selena's the Virgin Mary. Who's this housewives person?
Oh, I've got thoughts on that.
I'm like, Jax is the Virgin Mary. I was literally like,
oh, you forgot the drag queen.
Yeah, I forgot the drag queen. I was like, who pissed. And I had to look at my note. Thank God Luke took notes. I'm like, I think I have an extra drag queen. Did somebody do two rounds? And I'm like, that's right.
It's so funny because we made fun of her in her talent show for just having those lame letters on the stage. But I think she would benefit from saying her name at every opportunity and having it written in front of her.
Yeah. You know what's so funny is there was that controversy because someone on some show called her abrasive. And I was like, that's the most mention she's gotten.
Was there controversy about that?
Oh, you don't know about this? Some YouTube channel. They have a show. I don't know what they're called or whatever, right? And one of the drag queen guests said she was abrasive.
Oh, I thought you meant someone on our show said that.
No. Here's the deal. That show caved. I would never cave.
Mm-hmm.
I would sell that bitch up the river.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, look, Lori said this. Was anyone around in 2006?
Yeah, this is nothing.
I would be like, yeah. Like, are you shocked? By the way, I want the record to show because Lori gets really upset. Lori did not say anything negative in 2006 or racist on air. Yeah, so Robin fears, and it's not her fault either, that poor bitch. It's just the show has just fucking ignored her.
Yeah.
Okay? They've honey mahogany'd her.
Yeah.
And so I feel sorry for her. But anyway, back to that YouTube channel. Like, they're like, oh, we're so sorry. Don't play into this Reddit, okay? The Reddit can suck a dick. I don't give a shit, right? I saw that there was like, I didn't even open it. I don't know if anyone listening did. There was some Reddit thread that was like, what are the best podcasts about Drag Race? And I was like, skip. I'm not going to even go there. Because it's weird. Even though we're in the front page of Drag Race, it's like literally like us, Race Chaser. What's that one with that? What her name used to be on with the lipstick. I don't know that one. And then like sometimes All Right Mary, like we're on the front page, top four all the time. Yeah. Right. So it's clear there's a lot of listeners who don't go on Reddit who listen to us. So they already mentioned us or talked about how horrible we are. Or why do we even watch the show? So I don't need to see it. I don't need it. It's the same thing that I sell the fucking drag queen. I took my own advice. Don't put yourself there. Don't look at it.
Yeah.
Don't look at it. I don't look at the comments. I don't look at the Reddit threads. I don't look at anything. Maybe they did mention us. That would bother me too. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. So anyway, if they did, I'd be like, I don't give a shit about fucking Reddit. They fucking changed their mind. They changed their mind every fucking day.
I know.
Every fucking day they'll be like, I love cornbread. And then like, cornbread's problematic. In the same thread. Yeah. It's like, don't trust Reddit. You know, they're fucking, you know what? If you're a big time Redditor, I'll tell you what, get two of your other big-time Redditor friends. I'll give you a show. We used, in the early days, we used to bring them on, like the big Redditors, like the moderators.
Yeah.
They were so horrible. They were so boring. Because here's the deal. Ultimately, they all want to, like, star fuck these drag queens. I'm telling you right now. I'm saying it again. I'll say it again. If you are a RuPaul's Drag Race queen, and this even includes, I don't even know if Dieter Ritt still listens, but she used to listen. I know her boyfriend listens, and maybe he still, who knows, right? Don't listen. Don't listen. I'm telling you this. I'm making it official. RuPaul's Drag Race recap is not meant for the contestants. It is not a show for the contestants, former contestants, future contestants. It is not made for you. It is meant for fat gay pigs like me who stuff their face with corn nuts and popcorn and shove their fucking face alone in the room. The only light on their face is from the TV screen. And afterwards, they're going to go eat more pie. That's who this show is for.
Period.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Snatch Game. As from a fat gay man, I could never do make. I could never do drag. And this is this show. You know what this
show
is for?
Well, you might be on this season, apparently.
Yeah. This show is meant for people who can't and won't do drag. It is not meant for if you can beat your face. Now, look, I'm glad if you listen. I'm glad. But the show is not meant for you. It is not meant for Aja. It's not meant for Vanjie. It's not meant for Mo. What's her name? Mohart. It's not meant for the Foxy Adjua. It's not meant.
Adjua, is that a real person?
Yeah, it's Dracula. It's not meant for Meatball. It's not meant for Willem, Alaska. I'm going to go through every fucking drag. Abhorra, the Boulay brothers. Nobody. This show is not meant for you. You know who this show is meant for? The lunatic serial killer, Luke, who also... That's the thing with me. I hired a serial killer.
That's true.
To produce the show.
Yeah.
That's who this show is meant for. If you're a lonely gay boy and the other cool gays have rejected you, that is who this show is for. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Snatch Game. We are back. Nathan Brown, Joe Batance, ready to talk about the Snatch Game. All right, let's talk about the Snatch Game. Let's talk about round one. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm going to do, look, I feel badly. We have a producer named Zach.
Uh-huh.
He writes the scripts, and he's always putting ideas into the show. And he really wants this idea. I'm going to do it for one round. If it kills, I don't think it will. I'll do it for round two. Here's why I think it's not going to work. So everyone listening at home on the public feed, we have a show on the network. This is what I try to explain to people. The public feed is gigantic, who listens. Mm. Then it's much smaller who's on Patreon. Then it's even smaller who the tier that gets Fat Camp. And small, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So this is a joke that's only funny to like 100 people, right?
Okay.
But I'll do it. So we have a show called Fat Camp. At the beginning of every episode of Fat Camp, we do a thing where we have fake guests on the show.
Yes.
Right? So he wants me to do that bit. So we'll do it. We will do it for this one.
Sure.
It's time for Snatch Game, round one. Oh, it's time to play the Snatch Game with special guest Tim Gunn.
Amanda Lepore.
Saucy Santana.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Georgina Ramsey.
Karen Huger.
And the Virgin Mary, all on this week's episode of... Oh, here's the deal. It's too short, so I'm going to jump to the end. All on this week's episode of Snatch Game. All right, Nathan, we are in the episode of Snatch Game. How did you think that bit went?
It's fine. It's fine. It did throw me out when you said Georgina Ramsey, because I believe it's actually Georgina, which is even more ridiculous.
Wait, is this a real person?
No.
Oh.
But she came up with a fake person and she spelt it wrong? I'm not quite sure what she did.
Well, it's spelled as Georgina Ramsey here, but is it Georgina Ramsey?
It's what something it? Weird like that.
Okay. Anyway, okay, let's talk about this.
Okay.
We'll go character by character.
Let's first go all, character
overall,
by character.
Round one, what did you think?
This was... See, as much as I think the second one was worse, I feel mm-hmm. like this one was the least funny, just because Joan mm-hmm. carried the second one. So mm-hmm. this one, it was fine.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What did you think overall?
It was fine. It was passable.
Yeah,
it was whatever. Passable. Like, it wasn't horrible. Everybody was fine. I was actually thinking some of the people around two would have done better just because it was so bland. Like, if you would have had Tan Mom in round one,
she would have killed.
She would have killed, yeah. You know?
Well, she was stuck in between the idiot sandwich of the twins.
Yeah, which made it kind of great. But, yeah, it was fine. We'll go through each one. What were your thoughts on this Tim Gunn?
Look, I thought it was a okay impression. I wouldn't have immediately thought top three or yeah. top two or, you know. The only bit I quite enjoyed was when she was sort of making fun of Selena's costume. I liked that.
Yes. I mean, look, it's one of these things where it's a B, you know, like,
yeah,
it was a decent impression. She looked like him and she was able to sort of play, but there was nothing really special apart from the thing about the sleeves. Nothing yes. really great there. Yeah. All right. Next we have Amanda Lepore.
There really wasn't much to see here. So I don't know mm-hmm. if she just wasn't trying to volley or if she mm-hmm. wasn't chiming in where she could have from what mm-hmm. the one joke I think she answered. Sure. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing there.
There are a bunch of queens this season, and this is one of them.
Is that all you got to say? She's one of the queens.
Who should be sucking the twins' dicks that they were so horrible.
Yes.
Because they would have been in trouble. I think this queen would have been in contention for being in trouble.
Yes.
There's a bunch of them, by the way. But she's up there. Because it was mm-hmm. just really giving us nothing. You know? It was really giving us nothing. All right. Saucy Santana.
I don't know who Saucy Santana is. So I didn't get it. I didn't laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it.
Okay. I don't know why these fuckers don't know this. Do not do an internet personality.
Yes.
for the Snatch Game. Don't do it. Don't do it. I know Jimmy Anti, who sometimes listens to this, he used to be a big fan, but not anymore. If he listens later, I think he was telling me who he wanted to do in a Snatch Game, and it was like an internet personality. I was like, don't do it.
Do someone Rue knows.
Yes. Don't do it. Like, and I wrote this down somewhere. If you have to say in the confessional, for those of you who don't know who that is, yeah, don't do that character.
Yeah, exactly. Did she say, like, Google saucy? It's like, no, yeah. I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not Googling her. And if you have to do that, no.
Yes.
And in Untucked, she was crying because I think she knew if it wasn't for the motherfucking twins,
she'd be fucked.
I think she, you know what? If there was a line, she'd be close to that line. It was not good.
She was bottom safe.
She was definitely bottom safe.
Safe minus.
Yeah, she was safe plus.
Yeah, not a good choice at all.
Not a good choice. Okay, Mistress Isabel Brooke is Rosie O'Donnell.
Now, I thought this was a good choice. I think Rosie's a good type of character for the Snatch Game. It's not a great impression, but no. She was quicker than the rest of them in the group. But what I just found so funny was she clearly had Abby Lee Miller as a backup character and forgot that she wasn't Abby Lee.
That was not on purpose.
No. So no. I would be keen to see if there was a table visit where maybe Abby Miller was her first choice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but you've got to remember who your character is, Dahl.
Which is funny because that would have been a brilliant thing to switch from Rosie without changing anything, to just switch the cards from Rosie O'Donnell to Abby Lee Miller.
That'd have been great.
In the middle of the Snatch Game, that would have been inspired.
Yeah.
You know, when RuPaul goes, wait, you were bankrupt? And then to take the card and switch it and put Abby Lee Miller in the front, she would have won.
Yes.
That would have been funny. That would have been fantastic. Because honestly, it was a better Abby Lee Miller than it was Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes.
Rosie O'Donnell's more like, hey. And she was just doing like, hey, Rue, what are you talking about? You know? And I'm like,
I wasn't getting Rosie.
Yeah. Hey, you're a little cutie patootie. You know?
Yeah. And like, you'd have like a little fight with Elizabeth Hasselbeck off camera or something.
Yeah. Or what I would have done is I would have been like, hey, Rue, you're a little cutie patootie. If you had a cunt, I'd eat you out like nobody's business and I'd chew on your clit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you know what kind of sandwich I like? And Rue's like, what? Now, I bet you thought I was going to say tuna. No. Labia minora. My favorite sandwich. And you like, that's what I, like, and you just do that kind of voice.
Yes. Yeah, that would have worked.
Hey, Rue, you know I'm really good friends with Madonna, right? Oh, yeah, you're friends with Madonna? Sure am. I ate that bitch out like nobody's business till her pussy was raw. That's what you have to do with Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this shit that she was doing. Hey, Rue! Do you know that other dyke, Ellen? That's it.
That's it.
That's the whole joke.
This is great. Anyway,
yeah.
Mm.
Anyway.
Well, I think that's what Selena was sort of trying to do. She was trying to be crass.
Yeah, but she was just screaming the whole time. And it made no sense. You know, the thing was, she was shoehorning shit in.
Right.
She was shoehorning shit in. All right. But it was fine. It was for that round, it was a strong one. Gorgina Ramsey.
It's Georgina. I don't know.
Well, it's funny. On my notes, I wrote Gorgina. So Zach wrote Georgina. I wrote Gorgina, and you're saying it's Georgiana.
It was very confusing, and that was sort of the funniest part of about how Rue was just not buying into this fake character. Because I guess she wanted to be Gordon Ramsay, but a female version, but she was not like Gordon Ramsay at all. So, and she didn't have the accent. She said she was from Vegas. Like, I think just her putting in no effort was funny. It's kind of what Irene tried with the water glasses, but it sort of worked better.
Yeah. So, what did you think of this one? It was fine to me. She was fine.
It was fine. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now Karen Huger. Now you have a show about the Desperate Housewives, so you're gonna have a lot to say about. I don't even know who this bitch is. Who is she?
Well, she's on The Real Housewives of Potomac, not The Desperate Housewives. But she is, she's the queen. She's the grande dame. She's very, like, higher than life. Like, she's almighty. And this one really disappointed me because I heard some lines that Karen sort of would say, but they weren't funny. They weren't her funny lines. And other things Karen has never said. She'd never say ham hocks. So I just, I wasn't getting Karen at all. And it was a, it was flop.
I think, what's the name of the queen? Robin Fierce. I think she was trying to do something here where, because she, I think she realized she was flopping. And so then she was trying to, like, okay, so she knew, all right, I'll code switch and go super black and RuPaul will laugh. And I think, look, it's a noble effort if you're flopping and you're black to then go super black, because then that might make RuPaul laugh. And maybe it saved her.
I'm not following. So ham hocks, is that, what does that
it's
mean?
Like, it would be a staple in, like, soul food. So it's not some, it's like a poor person's, you know, what they would put in, like, soul food, which is more of a pauper food, right?
Okay.
So, not paupers, like, but, like, you know, like, P-A-U-P-E-R, you know, the prince and the pauper.
Oh, okay,
and
yes.
And so, it's, you know, like, very blue-collar food. And so, I think she was trying to go that route, that here's this grand dame, but she's gonna
that's
go,
not
like,
Karen. Right, okay. Yeah, not Karen. Like, and I just, I know, queens do housewives every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
It never really is a winning subject choice, is it? Because I don't know if Rue watches The Housewives.
No. Have they ever done well? Any character ever done well as a housewife?
I think someone maybe did Teresa. Jocelyn Fox did Teresa from Jersey, and that was okay.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But no one's ever going to win with a housewife.
No. Well, because how do you make them funny? It's always the ultimate question.
Yes, because
it's not. They wouldn't be impossible for them because they're already ridiculous people.
That's the thing, though. They're ridiculous in their setting.
Yeah.
I think when you take a housewife out of The Housewives, it just doesn't translate as well.
Yeah. Well, also because, you know, in a show like that, what makes them funny, same thing's true with Trisha Paytas, by the way. What makes them interesting, engaging, or funny is a lot of backstory that you have to be aware of.
Mm.
And so you don't have that if you're not familiar with it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, and then, like you said, if even if you are, it doesn't work in that setting.
No.
Anyway, okay. Virgin Mary. Selena S. Titties is the Virgin Mary.
I didn't love this. What? The screaming annoyed me. The one thing I did find sort of funny, but not because it was a joke of hers, but because it was a comical situation, was when she said, of course she's a virgin. She's saving herself for the Lord. And I'm like, okay, are you trying to fuck your son, Jesus? Is that what I'm meant to be getting from that? And I found that funny that she just didn't really know the character that well.
Well, because she had, like, these predetermined bits.
Yes.
Which, has that ever worked on Drag Race? I can't even think about it, but we're like, she had little points she wanted to hit where then she revealed she was pregnant. She screamed, you know, and she was pregnant. Then it was she screamed because she was having a baby. I actually think there was a part where she did actually give birth to a baby.
They cut it.
Because, I mean, she went all the way up to the line and then just, like, she was like, can you pull it out? And then it just stopped.
Thank God. I don't need to see that.
It would have been kind of funny if she took a little baby out.
And then it would have been funny if she had, like, a baby carrier on her back and just put baby Jesus on her back and then, like, couldn't find it.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been hilarious. That is that one. Now, any big thoughts on round one?
No.
Okay. Now it's time for round two. Now, I'm going to leave it up to you. Are we doing this bit again?
No. Sorry, Zach.
All right. It's time to play the Snatch Game again with special guests Joan Rivers, Jan Crouch, the Mona Lisa, Trisha Paytas, Tanma, Miley Cyrus, and Bretman Rock. Your thoughts here, Nathan?
This one was the dumpster fire with a shining light called Joan. And I think, Joan Lucy benefited from being able to play off of the shit people around her.
Yeah.
And overall, really, I was distracted by Super Jew. I was in love. And I think it is so amazing and creative of these Drag Race producers, God bless them, for introducing a new pit crew character in the middle of Snatch Game. Like, it was just like a nice surprise for everyone because we think we know the pit crew or they might slip someone in at episode one at the premiere, but to do it on episode four, like, genius.
All right, let's go one by one. Joan Rivers.
I loved it. I enjoyed all of it pretty much. I loved like when Jan Crouch put out a crucifix and she did like the vampire thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just enjoyed her making fun of like Bryce for not being a rocket scientist or whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought she was really good.
I agree. I mean, she was clearly the winner. You know, they were kind of giving her GOAT status. I don't know if she's really a GOAT. Mm. Look, she was very good. Here's the problem and quality with Lucy. Lucy, if we're just being honest, and some Luke said that she went to college with Jan.
Oh.
Which makes sense because she's just a successful Jan, mm-hmm. right? She's just a Jan who the judges actually gave critiques to and actually won a challenge. All right?
Yes.
But she does give very strong Jan vibes.
She gives good Jan.
Yeah, is that she tries way too hard. She is just so focus driven.
Yes.
That it's like she wants to make sure RuPaul knows her name. She wants to make sure she's known that she was second. She wants everyone to know she was the winner. I mean, it's really like, you know, Jeremy the Dark Knight from the Netherlands calls, and I'm sure this is like a Gen Z term or whatever, I just only hear from him, these pick me vibes. And Lucy has very strong pick me vibes. Luke also said it at the Roscoe's last night. She said she was originally going to maybe want to do JonBenet Ramsey. And she was told no.
Mm.
But the thing with Joan Rivers is it was, to me, if I'm being honest, a textbook example of how you study for the Snatch Game. She was clearly using a lot of old Joan Rivers jokes.
Yeah.
Okay. She, and I will give her an A for effort for this, she masterfully shoehorned them in. I mean, she was shoehorning them, but she was smooth as butter the way she did it.
Yes.
And because of that, it gave her the room to, because she knew she had all these things in her quote-unquote Rolodex of hate, that she could then ad-lib very well as Joan. Her ad-libs were fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's because she was prepared. She was, some might say even overly prepared, but it was a very good Joan Rivers impression. What were your thoughts?
And I think with Joan was self-deprecating. She had, a lot of her jokes were at herself. So even, so she knew going in, she could at least make fun of herself, if not Miley. But luckily, she had someone who was so shit as Miley, she could also make fun of them as well.
Well, yeah, that means they would basically handed her that. Or even, I mean, look, to me, the line of the night was when Trisha Paytas, Sugar Trisha Paytas, couldn't remember a picture's worth a thousand words. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, a thousand words, you asshole. To me, that was the line of the night. And it was a great ad lib. And so, I'm not taking anything away from her. She deserved that win. But there's something where you could see, like, oh, she totally prepared. And even when she won, she wasn't even gracious. She was like, oh, well, now they're all seeing that I'm the person. You don't ever mess with me. To be honest with you, I think we're seeing the birth of a comic book villain. That's true. She's almost almost comic book villain-esque.
She's so annoying. And, like, sorry to jump forward, but this whole mirror moment was about her, but she wasn't really saying anything new. Like, oh, you got bullied in high school. You came out after high school. Whoa.
We'll get to that mirror moment. We'll trust mama. Don't trust and believe.
Trust all right, and
Jan
believe.
Crouch. We had Sasha Colby as Jan Crouch. Thoughts?
I'm not familiar with the character.
Jan Crouch, I mean, she looked just like her.
Did
Jan
she?
Jan Crouch, yeah, just like her. Jan Crouch was this televangelist. She's passed away. But she was a televangelist. She's almost very similar to Tammy Faye Baker. Mm. Like Tammy Faye Baker, and there was Jim Baker, there was Jan Crouch, and I can't remember what the husband's name was. Fred Crouch or something like that. Pete Crouch. I don't know what his name was.
Mr.
They were
Crouch.
Actually from Orange County. Actually, Cam and I used to go to their TV studio and just, you could tour it and had like a Jesus thing and everything.
Oh.
And so so she was there and she was known very like Tammy Faye Baker, like tons of makeup. I mean, like, what she looked like, Sasha Colby nailed the look. Nailed it. That's exactly what she looked like. But, you know, the thing, though, different from Tammy Faye Baker, apart from the look, there wasn't anything really particularly funny about her.
Oh, no, not funny at all.
No, about even the real person.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, it would be like, apart from the look, how do you make her funny?
Right.
You know? So, that's that. All right, next we have the Mona Lisa. It's Jax as the Mona Lisa.
I was on board with the idea, but it didn't hit. What's there to say?
It did it, but it made her safe. Someone said you could buy that outfit online. I'm not sure, but who cares? Oh, okay. I don't care. Who cares if you can buy it online? Why do they have to make everything? They're buying it from somebody. All right, Trisha Paytas.
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
Awful.
I often like don't agree with the judges' critiques, but when they were like, mm-hmm. why weren't you even eating anything? I was like, mm-hmm. that's a great point. Mm-hmm. That's just like base level. And she fucked it.
Yeah, it was not good. And like we'll talk about Miley in a second, but it was just not good.
Yes, and you can sense that they had already planned their bits, which infuriated me, because if you're going to plan something, plan it to be funny, and they did not.
Even the way they were talking to each other, like the way they were going to talk to each other and engage with each other, it was just
dreadful.
Not good. All right, Tan Mom, Amethyst is the Tan Mom. Were you familiar with her? Do you remember her?
No. I've heard of Tan Mom floating around, but was that from like 2008 or something? It's not something I
really
connected
with. It's from a long time
ago.
Another YouTube personality, but famous enough that you probably could have pulled it off. The thing with Tan Mom was, I think she was like, someone was talking about this at the bar yesterday. I was having trouble remembering. She initially came into the public eye because maybe she had tanned her baby?
Okay.
Or tried to put her tanned baby. And it was some weird ass story. And then she came on the news and she was just ridiculous. And I'm not even sure if she's still alive. Oh. Tan Mom.
I think Amethyst might have mummy issues from everything she's presented to us so far. I am interested in Amethyst's home life.
Why?
Well, she's done this whole bit about a mum neglecting a baby. Now she's doing mm-hmm. a mum who tans a baby. I don't know. There's something going on there.
Really? Because I feel that she's one of these people. Like earlier in the show, she was like, I'm just really feeling that because I've always been told I'm funny. And now to find out I'm not maybe funny. And I'm like,
yeah, you're not.
You're not funny. Maybe you are. We've seen it. But I've seen this before where, like, I would say the opposite. I would say her parents loved her too much.
Oh, I see.
Where they were like, oh, you're so funny. You're so funny, Amethyst. You're so funny. You're funny. And then she goes to the real world and, like, she has the one viral video. Look, everyone should know this. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm actually saying this to insult her. I'm going to update the Andy Warhol quote. But at some point, everyone will have a viral video. I don't give a shit and I have a fucking viral video, right?
Yeah.
So you have a viral video. Who cares? It doesn't mean you're funny.
Well, exactly.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, the worst thing I've ever seen in the whole entire world. It was so annoying, Joe. The sledgehammer bit made me want to mm-hmm. take my own head to a sledgehammer. Like, why mm-hmm. was she eating the sledgehammer? That makes no sense.
Spice, more than sugar, thinks it's super funny when you do the glitch face or like, you know, because that's the only thing hot people who aren't funny have, right? It's like, look, I'm going to make myself look stupid like this and do a cute, ugly face.
Mm-hmm.
They're not funny. She's not funny. The end. They don't know. They literally do not understand how to be funny.
Not a clue. Not Mm-mm. a clue. And I don't think she even knows Miley that well. Like, I'm not a huge Miley fan, but when Rue was like, oh, something about drag queens, she's like, never trust a drag queen. But Miley loves drag queens. It's just like, if you're going to lie about your character, be funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It really pissed me off.
No, it was not good. But I'm unlike you. I think it's iconically awful. It's in that same category to me as the Beyoncé by Kenya Michaels.
I know what you're saying, but it was too cringe for me.
I loved it. And then finally, Bretman Rock.
Okay, now all of a sudden, I've come around to your way of thinking because this was so bad, I would prefer to cringe at Miley than this. Watch this again. I never want to see this again. It was just shit. And mm-hmm. I think Rue was actively working against her. Like, mm-hmm. she was no budding when she did the Filipino thing. And Rue was like, well, actually, we've got Filipino people in the crew and you didn't say that. Rue was not working with her at all.
Well, it was weird and bizarre. I actually have it here and I had a Filipino friend translate it for me.
Did you?
Okay, here's the actual... Yeah. Here's the Filipino. Wala akong pake kung anong gagawin nila, mag-crush man sila, wala akong pake sa kanila. And what that translates to, so what we have a theory that this is actually not from this question. Because what it translates to is, I don't care what they do. Even if they spend time, I don't care about them.
So fuck. The joke was she was speaking in another language. There was no joke in that other language.
So either she was talking about the twins and, like, talking shit about them in Filipino, or she could have been doing the question about Michelle Visage, what she was doing on the other side of the road.
Doesn't really matter.
But this question had to do with, like, Ross Matthews took a DNA test, and he's 100% quote blank.
Ah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So that doesn't make sense with that. Might make more sense with the Michelle Visage one, but doesn't make sense.
Terrible.
With that. Or he was in the context making fun of the twins. Who knows? If anyone's Filipino that can give more context and might know, that would be great. All right, so obviously we both feel that round two was better than round one. We know who the clear tops are. I mean, the tops weren't wrong and the bottoms weren't wrong. It's just to what degree they were good is up for debate. All right, it's elimination day and the queens get ready for the runway. Lucy shares her coming out story and uses and how she used Kami to overcome bullying. Your thoughts on this?
I didn't get it. Like, I didn't get why we were singling this person's story out when the story really wasn't anything. Like, I'm sorry, gay people get bullied. We all know that. We've all lived through it. It's not something I really need to be reminded of when I watch TV.
Here's the deal. I've watched this three times now. Once at home, once at a bar, again at home.
Yeah.
This bitch just fucking played the biggest comedy bully of all time.
Yeah.
And then she goes in and she goes like, I don't know why people had to make fun of me and bully me, which is a horrible thing. But you realized you played a woman who was known and famous for that.
Yes, yes.
Who would have made fun of you. Nathan, it's weird. I have to go.
Okay.
But I did bring in a person, if you want to talk to her.
Yeah, sure.
From heaven. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, great.
Oh, Nathan, can we talk? Can we talk, please? Can we talk?
Hi, Joe.
Oh, this. Oh my God, this Lucy. I was busy fucking Edgar upstairs. You know, up in heaven.
When are you still fucking Edgar in heaven?
I'm still fucking. Let me tell you this. I'm so ugly, even in heaven, people won't fuck me. Edgar killed himself again. Edgar committed suicide again after he fucked me. Let me tell you this. I heard this Lucy LaDucci or whatever her name is. That she was, made fun of her when she was a kid in school for being gay. Let me tell you what. Lucy was so gay in school, she molested the priest. That's how gay she was, right? This Lucy, she was, her voice was so gay, Kurt from Glee called her a faggot. That's how gay she was. You know? And so, I don't know why she's crying about it. And then she portrays me. I was so insulted. She's, don't let their fucking jokes, bitch. All right? Get over it. I gotta go. Back to heaven.
Bye, Joan.
Yeah, that was really weird. Oh, I'm back. Yeah. Yeah, Joan came in.
Joe, you missed it.
What happened?
Oh, we had a queer afterlife event from last week. It was crazy.
I just went to go fill up a water bottle.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that's why I was like, you bitch, you just played. Like, this Elizabeth Taylor, I don't think she sued Joan Rivers, but she was like, publicly said Joan Rivers' jokes hurt my feelings.
Mm.
Okay? I loved her because she wanted to make fun of celebrities, right?
Yeah.
And so I remember some of her jokes. They were so funny, right? And so, but I remember they really hurt Elizabeth Taylor's, like, feelings.
She was very cutting.
She was very cutting. So then for Lucy to be like, people can be so cutting. I was a child. This Joan Rivers would have made fun of anybody. A child. You know, she didn't care.
Yeah.
So it's weird. But you know, we often side with our oppressors. So it's I think that's her way of fighting back. I don't know what it was. But, you know, anyway. Yeah. So Lucy, we just traumatized her again. all right, on the main stage, RuPaul names Lucy LaDuca the winner of the challenge and places Sugar and Spice in the bottom two, forcing them to face off in a lip sync battle for their lives. The song You Better Run by Pat Benatar. In the end, Spice wins the lip sync and Sugar is told to sashay away, leaving 13 queens in the competition. Nathan Patrick Brown, any final thoughts on the episode?
Pretty much I've said everything I wanted to say. I just didn't really enjoy the lip sync. It will be interesting to see how Spice goes presenting couple looks on the runway as an individual. I don't know if that'll make them any better. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. What do you think?
Oh, by the way, did you have any thoughts on the looks? I know you always get shut out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really... I liked the category. I really liked the category.
Wait. Hold on for a second. We're going to talk about the looks right now. Just give me a second here. All right. Now it's time to dim the lights. Start the music and let the floor show begin. All right.
Right, so just on the looks, I'll just say a couple. I really enjoyed Lux dragging the cement block behind her, but I'm not quite sure why the top half of her body was a different color to the bottom half. I don't know if she ran out of paint or something. Yeah,
she should pay attention to where those blue shoulders don't match them hips.
Exactly. I thought Malaysia's look was fantastic. I really liked that. Lucy, not to rag on Lucy, but she really fucking annoyed me because she came out in like a Jason mask or something. And she goes, oh, this is really going to surprise the judges because they expect bubblegum pink and blonde hair, but you never know what to expect from Lucy. And I'm like, the category's nightmares. Like, of course they're not going to expect you to be wearing bubblegum fucking pink, you idiot. Mm-hmm. And yes, I hated the twins. And another thing, when Spice was like, I'm doing a spooky version of Sugar's look, she was just mm-hmm. wearing black and white lingerie. She had like a few black lines on her face. And I was like, that's your version of spooky? Okay. And that's all.
All right. Very good. Any thoughts on any final thoughts on the episode? Lip sync? Let's talk about that lip sync. The first time I watched it, I thought Sugar was falling down on purpose. But at the bar, they laugh like she didn't. And then when I viewed it again this morning, I'm like, I don't think she fell down on purpose.
No, I think that was a genuine trip.
Did she trip a couple of times?
Well, she sort of doubled down on the trip and was like, well, I'll take one shoe off and then trip again.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Did one twin get all of the balance? Like,
I don't know.
I don't really know how twins work, so I don't know if they do have the same center of gravity, but Sugar's is worse.
Let's talk about Spice.
Okay.
I thought it was so weird, you know? Sugar gets at home, they have a little funny bit, blah 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 blah, and you can see as they're pulling away, they don't focus a lot on it, but Spice is devastated. She's sobbing in somebody's arms. I can't tell who, I can't remember who, but she's sobbing in somebody's arms. And then RuPaul's like, all right, well, everybody say love, buddy, 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 now, you know, let the music play. And then she's like, she has to like blast off. They have a thing that's like, you can't be crying on the main stage. And so she's like, fake smile, like, a little bit of love. And meanwhile, she's sobbing, but like, she's like, like, you know, like dance monkey dance. And she's like a fake plastered smile on. And she's like, right?
Yeah.
But that was very, very strange. They let the bitch have her moment and cry. She just lost her sister.
Yes, it will be, because I imagine they've never spent any time apart, so this will be the first time they're apart. I mean, if she wants to get a look at her, she can just look in a mirror, I guess, but she's going to crumble. She's just lost her emotional support, so it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah. Any other final thoughts on the episode before we get into this whole, like, Spice and Sugar thing?
Yes, so is that the sensitive topic you want to bring up?
Well, yeah, the sensitive topic I wanted to bring up is that, like, I kind of did blow my load at the beginning, where it's like...
Oh, I do that sometimes.
I'm not saying that they fuck. I'm not, because I was, like, thinking, like, they clearly have a very, very intimate relationship, one that I think it's difficult for people who don't have that kind of relationship to understand. And I don't know... Honestly, the only thing I can really compare it to is, like, Siamese twins.
Okay.
Like, how are you a man that comes between them? The other one might see him as a threat. I don't know. It's very interesting to me because it seems like...
It's all about aim. If you're trying to come between them, you've just got to
How do aim. You match that?
It'll be tricky. It'll be really tricky. You know? And I don't know
the
how
other
they'll...
twins.
Are they going to... Well, have you seen... I don't know. I'm sure this... The twins aren't that... I mean, they're rare, but, you know, they exist. So I'm sure other twins have navigated this. But I guess what you're saying is a lot of twins aren't so entwined that they're also tied a drag persona into it as well. I don't really know. I mean, Lori navigates.
Yeah, Lori, but they're her family. Come on, you can't judge on her family. The other thing I want to talk about is Untucked. What were your thoughts on... So Untucked, everyone should know, is very focused on the twins.
Yeah.
And they're much more devastated and Untucked before the lip sync than they are during the show and after. But they're really, really upset. If you want to see the twins cry and be emotional, it's an Untucked. And any thoughts on that?
Well, it actually made me want to go and watch Untucked, seeing how this played out on stage. Because, yeah, I didn't see the emotion on stage when, like, she said goodbye. And so I was like, I want to see the Untucked. And it was fine. I just got really annoyed by them with the, like, threatening to quit kind of a thing if one gets eliminated. And then having the other girls have to be like, no, stay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think they would have genuinely quit unless they got convinced?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder
know.
If there was producer involvement, too, who were also talking to them.
If they were they told they can compete as a couple? Because it's just crazy that they're like, oh, one or both. I mean, none or
that,
both.
But that's why it's that kind of intimacy that, again, don't read any kind of like sexual perversion into it. It really is. There's some sort of very intimate relationship that I think is not necessarily rare, but uncommon even among twins. But maybe you're bonded by this gay thing. You know, another thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, one of the things that's annoyed me about them is you can tell they're putting on an act. And I feel they would be much more liked if they stopped putting on this act. You know, this is, to be honest with you, what I feel about Christian Ochoa, co-host of Bring It to the Runway, is I feel that if he stopped putting on the act on the show, people would genuinely like him. So I pulled the clip, actually. Unfortunately, it's when she's leaving, but you get to hear Sugar's real voice. I think for the first time, I've never heard this voice before. And you're like, oh, this is how she talks. And this is the person that I could see why Mistress Isabel Brooks and the Malaysia Baby Doll Fox and those two specifically, but other queens, why they're very fond of the twins, probably because they probably get to see this when the cameras are on. So here's her, no, interrupted here. It's not very long. Her talking, who cares what she's talking about in Untucked? But no, we're going to hear her real voice. Here it is.
Oh, this is not how I expected everything to go down. But I don't know. There's like a silver lining here. I'm learning that there's no need to be afraid anymore. I think I rely on Sugar as a crutch to be like this crazy like personality, but it really is just, I guess, like a defense mechanism. Up until today, I haven't heard that.
This is where she's starting to start crying right here, but like, as you can see, like, oh, she's being a real person.
Yeah.
And she's putting a real, and she feels like she had a deeper voice than you would think she would have.
People like me for me. And of course, I wish I would have been able to do with Spice, but we're going to be able to really be our own people now. And I'm grateful. I feel free. There's power in like standing alone.
So, yeah, she has a real voice. She has a real personality. And yeah, I think if we would have gotten a chance to see that more. I think they would have, I mean, I know they're very popular right now, but they're popular because they're cute twinks.
Yeah. I think you're onto something there. It does make me think, this mistress, you know how she's sort of come out and been like, I'm their drag mom. And I don't know if Mistress is more calculating than we think. I'm getting Bianca Del Rio vibes. Remember when Bianca would help another contestant like Adore and she'd say, don't tell anyone I'm being kind. But basically she's saying to the cameras, look at me, I'm being kind, I have layers as a person. I feel like Mistress is doing that. She sort of sees like, oh, Sugar and Spice are quite popular. I'm going to sort of attach myself to them, have this maternal figure, but then I can also be a shady bitch and I can have levels already. So like Mistress has developed her character through her interactions with these two twins, which I think is masterful if it's tactical. I could just be reading into things, but...
Well, are you talking about the fact that this week they officially announced that the Sugar and Spice are a member of her family and she is their
I don't know. I just feel like benefits Mistress more than it benefits Sugar and Spice.
Of course. Why do they need a drag mom? They're not even the same aesthetic or anything like that. And Mistress lives in Texas and they live in LA. And it's like, but yeah, but Mistress is going to get some of that 8 million follower.
I think so.
Yeah. It's really strange.
Anyway.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Be sure to join us next week and every week as we continue to discuss, dissect, and deconstruct each brand new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 15. So, for Nathan Patrick Brown and myself,
sashay away until next week.
Thank you for listening to RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Have something to say? Leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/afterthoughtmedia or email us at dragracerecap@afterthought.media. For more Drag Race and LGBTQ content, support us on Patreon at patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. This episode was produced by Luke Stamen and Zach Birch. Nathan Brown has two other podcasts. The first is Breaking Down Bad Books, and the other is Bravo Bravo Effing Bravo. You can find those podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find Nathan on Instagram at NathanBrown90. Follow Joe Batance on Instagram at Joe Batance. Special thanks to these expensive tier Patreon supporters: Alex S. Anonymous. April Pacheco. Astute Girl. Brad Coley. Carter McKinnon. Karina Williamson. Deckhead. Devin McKay. Doofus Maximus. E. Smith. Elizabeth Timmer. Emma. Humble Pie. J. Thomas Plank. Jesse Harris. Lauren Eckert. Lucy Carrasco. Luke Stamen. Mike Yeager. Nicholas Springham. Nikki Baker. Poppy Woods. Ricardo Herrera. Robert NYC. Sarah Yu. Tom Bombs. Travi Cosmos. Troy Anderson. Zach Nelson. Drag Race Recap is an Afterthought Media podcast.